see you're here today. No future fears, this day will last a thousand years if you want it to.
Good evening, everyone. This is Donovan Menard. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. And welcome back to my show, second edition of the Tortoise Tower Hour. Now, we're nearing Halloween. It is spooky season, so I thought it would be appropriate for me to play you some spooky tunes on this beautiful evening slash morning. I have a nice good old hour's worth of some appropriate tunes for the season, and we're going to begin with She Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby. I hope you enjoy.
Running away, streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
That was Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon, a true Halloween classic. And before that was She Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby. You know, nothing's like a good old mad scientist kind of, I don't know, it's a good aesthetic for Halloween, that kind of song. And then Werewolves of London, kind of evokes a nice crisp fall day, you know, like barbecue where like people are carving pumpkins. Yeah, that's the kind of song, that's what I imagine with that song. I mean, even though it's about werewolves mutilating people and something like that, you know, but it gives off that vibe, right? So yeah, I you know, there's a lot of discussion to be had about Halloween costumes, last minute ones in particular, because lately I've not been planning mine out in advance, so I can't really put that much, I can't invest much time and money into them, but I'm gonna figure something out. I'm thinking, of dressing up as Steely Dan. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, well, you're thinking, Donovan, how could you, a singular person, be Steely Dan, a two-person band, for Halloween? And I'm glad you asked. You see, I was initially considering just being Donald Fagen, the lead vocalist. You know, the like black sports jacket with a crew neck t-shirt underneath. You know, some pants. He does tend to wear pants and shoes. And some sunglasses. I have a melodica, you know. But then I was thinking I could also just be the whole band of Steely Dan if I tape a ruler to the back of my neck and then tape a printout of Walter Becker's face onto the ruler, so it's like Donald Fagen and Walter Becker on his right. And that's the whole band. That's Steely Dan right there. I mean, right? So, hey, if you guys have any costume ideas, or if you want to share what you're going to wear for your costume, please feel free to call in. And, you know, you can go on air. We can talk between the songs. Yeah. We're about to play what I personally... It's one of my favorite Halloween songs, and it's one I recently discovered in the past couple months. It's called Ghost Town by The Specials, you know, the legendary ska band The Specials. So, yeah, you know what? Let's give Ghost Town a listen, shall we?
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo, a band led by Danny Elfman, who you may know composed the soundtrack for The Nightmare Before Christmas. I think it would be fair to call Danny Elfman the King of Halloween Music. I don't know if he officially has that title, but I'd say he deserves it. And before that, that was Ghost Town by The Specials. You know, add it to your playlist. It's a good Halloween song. I just saw a flat. Oh, we seem to be getting a call. One moment. All right, you're on air.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, it was quick. You know what they say, right?
Yeah, the quicker, the more efficient.
Exactly.
They say that.
They really do say that, you know?
Yeah. So I have two observations. You're doing a great job, by the way. I have two observations. Number one, if you plan on being Steely Dan, then I plan on... I'll be like sort of the supporting cast, or maybe just the general yacht rock father.
Oh, really?
Because I'm thinking of like going as like Michael McDonald, but then like having like Jeff Baxter as one of my heads, and maybe Christopher Cross as another.
Ooh, yeah. Michael McDonald and his adopted son Christopher Cross. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good group costume, you know, just a bunch of yacht rock legends, right?
Yeah, a good one man group costume.
Exactly.
And then secondly, you were playing some ska earlier.
I was.
And you know, this is the spooky episode. I realize this is the scariest episode of Tortoise Tower Hour to ever take place.
Yeah.
You know what's even scarier than this episode?
What?
The fact that a lot of these ska bands, they're still around.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, like The Specials and Real Big Fish, Madness.
What is it? Yeah, Madness. Yeah. Jeez. Madness, they're pumping out new music. I think they had like an album come out in 2016. And you know what else? It's not terrible. I think I listened to a couple songs from that, and they were decent.
Yeah, ska feels like something that it's kind of hard to get wrong with ska.
Yeah.
Ska's just so high octane up and like it's moving and stuff. And
ska's kind of a low budget thing, because all you really need is like guitar, bass, drums, and you don't have to have a beautiful voice, you know? You just need that offbeat guitar chord, you know? Ska.
Maybe just throw on a trumpet as well. Never know.
Yeah, maybe a little sax. But, like, the bar isn't super high. Like, you don't hear of, like, these ska masterpieces, you know, that they have with rock. So it's not, you don't have that much pressure. Like, there's not that much you have to live up to. I'm not saying there aren't good ska songs. I mean, there are plenty. But it doesn't have that sort of high art status, you know? It's just ska.
No, I agree, and also like a lot of the songs that Scott like look at Real Big Fish. They're like practically like a parody band. Like, I mean, not like a bad way, but like a lot of their songs are basically ska versions of famous songs. Like they have, let me look up. I forgot. But they have some hits, but they also have Take on Me.
Yeah.
Ska version. They have Brown Eyed Girl ska version.
Ooh, I gotta hear that.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. That Aaron Barrett, you know, they released an album last year as well, which is...
Oh, nice.
Which is weird. Yeah, so, you know what? Good on them, because I feel like there are a lot of genres of music that people believed have or should have died out, like, years ago, and to see if they're still being continued and not in, like, sort of a sellout way, but more in just, like, you know, we still have passion for this way. It's very invigorating.
It is, definitely. Well, is there anything else you'd like to discuss?
Not really.
All right. Just remember this Halloween, if the fog comes out, that means the monks are at work. So, you know, keep everything fairly moist. You don't want it. You want to stay hydrated. Stay moist, right?
Stay moist and stay, yep. All right.
Exactly.
Keep it spicy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Farewell.
Bye.
All right. So, I think it's time for us to hear some of The Doors, right? I mean, yeah. Let's play some of The Doors, shall we? Let's do this. Oh, there we go.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven.
Keep all the food lines moving. Don't go. afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Of course, Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. And before that, you heard Underground by Men at Work. And before that was People Are Strange by The Doors. You may have noticed, unfortunately, I haven't been playing many funk tunes this hour. That's because I don't know that many spooky funk songs that would be kind of Halloween related. If you do know any, then by all means, call in. You know, because I got nothing in terms of funk Halloween songs. But anyway, it is 2:41 a.m. And I think you know what that means, right? You know what it means when it's 2:41 a.m. That you know what time 2:41 a.m. is, right? It's time for Talking Heads.
Can't relax, can't sleep 'cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa 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 f
Oh, just a little glance.
That was Voodoo by the Neville Brothers. And before that was Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. Now, I think it is just about time for a PSA. All right. You guys are gonna... I tried to pick one that's got a bit of a spooky theme to it. I mean, this one, it's written in a kind of a spooky manner. So here we go. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That was the ladder safety PSA, ladies and gentlemen. A classic PSA. A favorite among several WMFO radio hosts. Now, I'm going to play another spooky tune. This one is, I have to warn you, particularly spooky. It's explicitly spooky. Okay, so if you are faint of heart, you may want to consider tuning out for the next 2 minutes and 35 seconds. But if you are ready for some spookiness, then, well, stay tuned. Because things are about to get... they're about to get very spooky, all right?
You're walking in the woods. There's no one around and your phone is dead. Out of the corner of your eye, you spot him.
Shia LaBeouf.
He's following you, about 30 feet back. He gets down on all fours and breaks into a sprint. He's gaining on you.
Shia LaBeouf.
You're looking for your car, but you're all turned around. He's almost upon you now, and you can see there's blood on his face. My God, there's blood everywhere!
Running for your life from Shia LaBeouf. He's brandishing a knife, it's Shia LaBeouf. Lurking in the shadows. Hollywood superstar Shia LaBeouf. Living in the woods, Shia LaBeouf. Killing for sport, Shia LaBeouf. Eating all the bodies. Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Now it's dark, and you seem to have lost him. But you're hopelessly lost yourself. Stranded with a murderer, you creep silently through the underbrush. Aha! In the distance, a small cottage with a light on. Hope! You move stealthily toward it. But your leg! Ah! It's caught in a bear trap!
Gnawing off your leg!
Quiet, quiet.
Limping to the cottage!
Quiet, quiet.
Now you're on the doorstep. Sitting inside, Shia LaBeouf. Sharpening an axe,
Shia LaBeouf.
But he doesn't hear you enter,
Shia LaBeouf.
You're sneaking up behind him, strangling superstar Shia LaBeouf. Fighting for your life with Shia LaBeouf. Wrestling a knife for Shia LaBeouf. Stab it in his kidney. Safe at last from Shia LaBeouf.
You limp into the dark woods, blood oozing from your stump leg. You've beaten Shia LaBeouf.
He isn't dead. Shy surprise. There's a gun to your head and death in his eyes. But you can do jujitsu. Body slam superstar Shia LaBeouf. Legendary fight with Shia LaBeouf. Normal Tuesday night for Shia LaBeouf. You try to swing an axe at Shia LaBeouf, but blood is draining fast from your stump leg. He's dodging every swipe. He parries to the left. You cut him to the right. You catch him in the neck. You're chopping off his head now. You have just decapitated Shia LaBeouf.
His head topples to the floor, expressionless. You fall to your knees and catch your breath. You're finally safe from Shia LaBeouf.
Watching me.
much to life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
was Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. And that just about wraps things up for this episode of the Tortoise Tag.